My grandpa's in the nursing home, and he hurts really bad. But I don't know why. Can't he just feel better?
If he knows Jesus, then someday the end will be worth all the struggle. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. I love to take long hikes. And some trails are pretty challenging, but when you get to the top, the view is so spectacular that you forgot about how hard the climb was. The Bible tells us that's what it's like for believers at the end of life. Romans 8:18 says, "Sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." That's what our story's about for today. It's entitled, A Good Ending. "Why does Grandpa have to hurt so much?" Bentley asked his dad as they left the nursing home one afternoon. "I don't know, Bentley. It's hard to see Grandpa the way he is now, isn't it?" They were silent as they walked out to the car and got in. "How about a hike up to Piestewa Peak tomorrow?" Dad asked. Bentley's eyes lit up. "Okay, I've been wanting to do that." Less than halfway up the mountain the next day, Bentley began to struggle to keep up with Dad. "Whatever made me think it would be fun to climb Piestewa Peak?" he wondered. When he heard Dad say, "Time for a break," Bentley sighed in relief. "Ready to go again?" Dad asked after the break. Bentley hesitated, trying to decide if he should suggest going back down. Dad ruffled Bentley's hair. "You're not going to quit on me now, are you, buddy? When we get to the top, you'll see the hard climb was totally worth it." Bentley wasn't so sure about that, but he nodded and trudged up the mountain with his dad. When they finally reached the top, they could see the whole city below, surrounded by hills and desert. A sense of wonder came over Bentley. "You were right," he said. "This is awesome." Soon they found a nice spot to spread out their picnic lunch. "Being up here is totally worth the hard climb, just like you said," Bentley mused. Dad took a bite of his sandwich and nodded. "I've been thinking," he said. "Our climb up here was hard, but it had a good ending. What's happening to Grandpa is something like climbing this mountain." "How?" asked Bentley. "Our world is cursed by sin. It's what causes hard things like death and Grandpa's illness. But when Jesus returns, he's going to make all things new. Christians will have perfect bodies, and we'll live with Jesus in a new beautiful world where there won't be any sin, death, or suffering. Our lives now are hard, just like climbing this mountain was hard. But Jesus is with us every step of the way, and like the view after the hike, we know the ending will be worth it." Well, how about you? Have you struggled with having a friend or a family member die? Do you wonder why people have to suffer through sickness and pain? People go through many different kinds of struggles in life, and it's hard to understand why. But Jesus promises to be with us in our pain and struggles on earth, and one day he will come back and make everything new. Then we'll be free from sin, pain, and death, and we'll live with him forever. Our key verse is Romans 8:18.
"Sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us."
And our key thought for Sunday: Jesus will end suffering. You know what? I love to hear from listeners like you. So if you ever have a question about God, the Bible, or today's story, you can send it to me. I'll do my best to answer right away. Plus, every time a new issue of the Keys for Kids print devotional comes out, we include some of the questions we received from kids like you. And who knows? Your question might be in the next issue. So send your questions my way. Just go to keysforkids.org/heyzach. As always, I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me on Keys for Kids.